Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Advisor NSDMA Z. Nyushetho Nyuthe emphasizes need for swift action to restore road connectivity. Landslide affected Pagla Pahar stretch of National Highway 29 partially reopened for vehicular traffic. Along with the rest of the country, Akashvani Kohima celebrates Hindi Pakhwada from today. And Mason Co and Sadar Hills FA Manipur register dominating wins in the 25th NSF Martyrs Trophy. Now the news in detail. In response to widespread damage caused by recent extreme weather events, the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, held an emergency meeting today with all line departments to assess the situation and coordinate response measures. Chairing the meeting, Advisor NSDMA Z. Nyushetho Nyuthe underscored the urgency of restoring road connectivity and assigning additional machinery in disaster-prone areas. Highlighting the risk posed by rising water levels, the advisor called for continuous monitoring of vulnerable areas like the Chathe and Dhansiri rivers. He also urged all stakeholders, including the NHI, DCL, to enhance infrastructure resilience and sustainable construction solutions tailored to Nagaland's hilly terrain to withstand extreme weather conditions. The meeting discussed disaster incident reports from various districts and was attended by key departments such as PWD Roads and Bridges, National Highways, Water Resources, District Disaster Management Authorities and NHI-DCL. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur has informed that the landslide-affected stretch of National Highway 29 along Chathe or Sidukru Pagla Pahar has been partially reopened for vehicular movement. According to an advisory issued today, light motor vehicles are permitted to ply in single lane with restrictions from today. Heavy motor vehicle up to 6 wheels will be allowed only from 8 a.m. tomorrow. In case of heavy rainfall, it said, the stretch will be closed without prior notice. The bypass route between New and Old Chumukedima remains open in a staggered manner. Commuters have been advised to avoid unnecessary stoppage along the affected stretch, especially during rain. Meanwhile, Parent Deputy Commissioner Hiazu Meru has issued a travel advisory following multiple landslides along the Mainamsi to Pimla route due to continuous rainfall. As per the advisory, light vehicles are allowed both ways from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Heavy vehicles up to 6-wheelers moving from Pimla to Mainamsi are permitted between 6 p.m. and midnight, while those traveling from Mainamsi to Pimla are allowed between midnight and 6 a.m. Joining the rest of the country, Akashvani Kohima is celebrating Hindi Pakhwada from today while also commemorating 90 years of radio broadcasting in India. The fortnight-long celebration began on the 14th of September and will conclude on the 27th of this month. To mark the occasion, various competitions are being organized, including poem recitation, handwriting and film song competitions. In a brief program held earlier today, Assistant Director Engineering Dinesh Prasad Vishwakarma highlighted the purpose of Hindi Pakhwada, stating that it aims to promote the use of Hindi as an official language and to encourage proficiency and active participation in Hindi among government officers and staff.
हिंदी को 1949 में हिंदी को हमने एक राजभाषा के रूप में देने के लिए हमारे व्यवस्था की गई थी हमारे संविधान में जिसे बाद में कुछ आर्टिकल्स में संशोधन करके हिंदी को राजभाषा का दर्जा दिया गया तब से लेकर हिंदी भाषा को और ज्यादा विस्तार देने के लिए हम एक वो हर साल एक पखवाड़ा आयोजित करते हैं सितंबर माह में.
Altogether, 11 non-Hindi speaking staff of Akashvani Kohima participated in the poem recitation today. The High Court Bar Association HCBA Kohima today conducted its annual general meeting at the Bar Room High Court premises. Delivering the presidential address, Senior Advocate and President of HCBA, C.T. Jamir, highlighted various activities undertaken by the association and issues being pursued, including appointment of judges from the state, designation of senior advocates and a separate High Court for Nagaland.
The Guwahati High Court is the command High Court for four states at the moment. That is Assam, Nagaland, Mizoram and Arunachal Pradesh. From Mizoram, we have three judges. From Arunachal, we have two judges in the High Court. But from Nagaland, we have only one judge. Therefore, although there is no provision, but as a convention, there has been equal representations from the states. And another one which is very important, equally important, is for designation of the senior advocates.
Mr. Jamir noted that the HCBA had submitted a representation to the Chief Justice of Guwahati High Court on the issues during his visit to Kohima last month. The event featured presentation of various reports. CT Jamir has been re-elected as President of HCBA for the tenure 2025-28. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has positively transformed our environment and biodiversity.
From the whisper of ancient Vedic wisdom, the earth is our mother and we are her children. India's journey towards environmental harmony unfolds as a living tapestry. Over the last 11 years, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this ancient wisdom has been turned into strong and practical action.
हमारे लिए एनवायरनमेंट ये आर्टिकल ऑफ फेथ है पूरे सृष्टि को चलाने के लिए मिल्किंग ऑफ नेचर तक तो चल सकता है लेकिन एक्सप्लॉइटेशन ऑफ नेचर नहीं चल सकता
फ्रॉम प्रोजेक्ट टाइगर एंड प्रोजेक्ट लायन टू द एंबिशियस प्रोजेक्ट चीता द नेशन हैज स्ट्रेंथेंड हैबिटेट्स एंड रिस्टोर्ड स्पीसीज वंस थॉट लॉस्ट Today, India hosts the largest wild tiger population in the world. Asiatic lion population has risen to 891, marking a significant 70% rise in their population during the last decade, while cheetahs returned to the country after 7 decades, giving birth to new cubs on Indian soil as part of the pioneering Project Cheetah. On the ground, the Ek Ped Maa Naam campaign has seen over 142 crore trees planted, weaving ecology with emotion. Meanwhile, forest cover has steadily expanded, adding to India's natural carbon sink. Through clear policies, public participation, the government, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is working to build a greener, healthier, and more secure future for everyone.
Unified Payments Interface UPI users can now make person-to-merchant transactions of up to 10 lakh rupees in a single day for selected verified categories from today. According to the circular issued by National Payments Corporation of India last month, the new UPI rules are designed to make high-value digital payments easier and more secure for Indian users. However, the UPI limit for person-to-person P2P transfers remains unchanged at 1 lakh rupees per day. The GST Council on 3rd of this month announced a series of next-generation GST reforms, providing a big relief to the common man through the significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for medical services and medicines such as Ayurveda, Unani and homeopathy, which will come into effect from the 22nd of this month.
The Council has reduced the tax rate from 12% to 5% on various medicines related to Ayurveda, Unani and homeopathy. Also, the GST rates on devices for medical, dental and veterinary needs have been brought down to 5% from earlier 18%. Additionally, tax rate on medical-grade oxygen has been slashed down from 12% to 5%. The reduction of GST on medicines is expected to ease the burden on hospitals, which will benefit patients, especially families with low income. Moa, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The 25th edition of the NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy witnessed a goal fest at the IG Stadium today as Mazen Co delivered a commanding performance, thrashing Kohima Bible College 17-0. In the second match of the day, Sadar Hills FA Manipur showcased their attacking prowess with an emphatic 13-0 victory over Wolves FC. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Advisor NSDMA Z Nushitho Nyuthe emphasizes need for swift action to restore road connectivity. Landslide affected Paglapahar stretch of National Highway 29 partially reopened for vehicular traffic. Along with the rest of the country, Akashvani Kohima celebrates Hindi Pakhwada from today. And Mason Co and Sadar Hills FA Manipur registered dominating wins in the 25th NSF Martyrs Trophy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.